Mac Holmes pre-game interview.
During the week, an announcement, a key announcement, as the football club moves forward with its AFLW program. Paul Hood, as we know, stood down a couple of months ago after guiding the program for 3 years, and he's back teaching at our alma mater of Benny Neely and I, St. Joseph's College. And Dan Lowther, who was an assistant coach with the AFLW program, but is, of course, a long link to the Cats dating back a quarter of a century. Probably makes him feel old saying a quarter of a century of involvement in some way, shape or form with the Cats, has been appointed to the role. He's been good enough to join us on the phone. Thanks to Harmac Holmes, Dan Kingy, Benny Cass and Neely talking to you from in the EJ Witten Memorial Broadcasting Box. Firstly, congratulations. Been in the role, probably known about it for a week or so now. Is it sunk in that you've going to hit up an AFLW program?
Yeah, thanks, lads, for having me. It's been a bit of a whirlwind week. It's starting to sink in now, obviously, with preparation for the upcoming draft and pre-season planning. It's all been guns blazing, so it hasn't really stopped for the last 3 or 4 days, and I'm sure it's going to continue getting busy as we go along.
It's no longer a full-time position as Hoodie had it. It's a part-time role. For those who may not have read any of the media this week, can you just explain to people how the role will work for you and how you'll combine it actually with your chosen profession?
Yeah, so I teach full-time, which is a super crossover between coaching and teaching. So the hours, it's obviously the AFLW training is all post-work hours, so between now and September, there's a little time to get everything right for the girls' pre-season to September. But it'll just work at this point in time, post hours. But I've got days where I can come in after work and give some time to the girls who want to come in and do some work in their own time. And then maybe going forward, well, the season starts in December. And then over the holiday break, obviously there's a fair bit of time where the rounds will tick over during the holiday period. And then yeah, we'll see how things can be shuffled maybe for next year. But at this stage, it's manageable post hours.
Let's work on the fact that the AFLW season will probably start the first weekend of December. Have you got a yearly planner set up, and are you just working back from that? And there'll be milestones that you'll look to tick in, you know, various ways, shape or form, starting with the draft later in the month, and then the start of pre-season and practice matches. Is that something you're starting to map out now?
Yeah, I think the key for us at the moment is to get organised for the upcoming draft. We've got a number of positions around the ground for us that we've got question marks in regards to improving our performance. And obviously there's some quality players coming through the draft from some of the Melbourne teams as well as from the regional teams in our space. So for us right now, it's trying to get the best talent we can to try and bolster the talent we've got in our list, give the girls some master support. We've obviously got Chantel Emerson and Chloe Shear from Adelaide and Melbourne who've got fantastic perspective from different teams and some winning culture with Adelaide with Chloe winning a premiership there. So the girls will be buoyed by the fact that they've got some new perspective and new voice in the team already.
Dan, Neildy here, mate. Congratulations on your appointment. I think it's absolutely fantastic. Hey,
yeah, thank you.
You mentioned there before the word culture, and you were also talking about talent. I suppose I'd like to just ask a question. Given you've only, I know you've been involved with the Cats before, and it is that you've only been in this role for about a week. Now, in the AFL circles, Geelong is known for its culture, and that's simply the way that they do things and the way that they buy in and everybody buys in and there's alignment and things such as that. Now, have they got to you a plan for how that goes across the AFLW program as well, or is it something where you are literally on your own, but I doubt that's the case?
Yeah, no, mate. Look, the club, as you know, you just said it really well there. The club are really values and culture based across all parts of the footy department. And the thing for me is, and I've had some really clear directives from people involved, is that the AFLW girls, we need to start developing our own culture. And we've got a really, really exciting part of our development as a group, of a young group already involved. I think our age demographic is around 24 years of age, and obviously bolstered by the new draftees coming through as well. It's a really good chance for the girls now to start developing standards and cultures for themselves to drive amongst the group, but also align to the club's main priorities and cultures and values along the way. So, I mean, it's an exciting part for the girls. They'll be able to develop some of those things over the next few months and then start to really drive and own them over the coming 6 to 12 months.
Mate, I can hear the energy and excitement in your voice. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, with the list, and I know you weren't the coach last year, so with the list last year, clearly there were some decisions made about going young and those types of things. And is that something that we will see continued under you, or is there a plan to perhaps get a few more of mature age players in there just to assist with the development of the young core group that you're taking over?
Yeah, well, I think, as I said before, our age is quite young as a list anyway, but a few, I suppose we had a few of our more experienced players try and carry the load for us this year, which worked out okay, but at times we just weren't competitive in games for long enough. So we played well against teams like Collingwood, North Melbourne, Carlton, and then obviously we got the win late in the year against the Gold Coast. So we showed good signs with our younger group, but we just couldn't sustain it for long enough. So the idea is to get Chloe and Chantal in, it just bolsters our maturity, which is what we need. But I tell you what, as you guys have probably seen, the game has changed in a rapid rate. It's faster, skillful, there's less congestion. So what we need to do is hunt the best talent that can help us out with that speed component as well as the fundamentals. So we'll keep playing our young girls and keep exposing them to the rigors of the game. But as we can and we will, we'll try and bolster that experience around them to support them.
Now, mate, will you call on your brother-in-law for any coaching advice?
Well, we may from time to time. I've got a few people in the network that I can call on. I went to school with Dan Harford, who's a Carlton coach in the AFLW, so I'm sure I'll give him a bit of a call over the journey to see how we're going. But, yeah, I've got some good people that I can reach out to give you some coaching mentor over the journey.
So the person I refer to, for those listening, so Dan's brother-in-law is actually a good mate of mine, and Blake Carousella. So, and Blake these days, he will be here this evening, sitting up the back and helping Ben Rutten coach the Bombers. All yours, Kingy.
Thank you. Dan, you obviously were at the club in a performance analyst role, and COVID obviously got in the way. But talk to us about what you learnt through that 2 years. You know, you played footy at the highest level, but did you learn more through that couple of years in that analyst role than, I suppose, your playing career that, you know, obviously took you to the elite with the Cats?
Yeah, I've said before, it was the last couple of years I had working full-time with the AFL men. It's probably the best PD you could have as a coach. I mean, you get to spend day in, day out with all the AFL coaches and players. My role was specifically to work with Matty Knight and the midfield players. So to work with Joel, Paddy, Cam Guthrie and the like, and go through some, you know, game style and craft with those guys was just valuable. And my role from week to week was in the coach's box and just observing and helping out and seeing the some of the stress levels that can happen in the box and as well, but also some of the problem solving and the collaboration in the box to get the job done was really important. So that 2 year period, I think, is going to hold me in pretty good stead in regards to working with our group, our coaching group. We've got a really good coaching group in Josh Finch and Aaron Black. So I think that 2 year period, like there's AFL level 3, there's AFL level 4, but I'll tell you what, 2 years in the coaching office, Scott in the group, that's the best PD I've been up for.
A lot of people bemoan the lack of female coaches in the AFLW programs. Dan, will you look to try and have an assistance role maybe open for a local female coach potentially?
Yeah, 100%, mate. I was in my interview process, I was pushing for that diversity within our coaching structure. I know the girls would like to have a female coach. I know they had Nat Wood over the last couple of years. She's at the Bulldogs now. But we'd like to replace potentially my role with a female coach. We've got a couple of candidates in mind that we'd like to interview next week. So I think that will be the direction we go in. But certainly it'll be an area where it just gets stronger and stronger over the coming years with retiring players having experience playing AFLW and coaching amongst those ranks, wanting to further their careers in the coaching area. So as a club, we're all for diversity and pushing that agenda.
If there's a silver lining out of 2021 for the Geelong A or women's program, is that the VFLW program will play in a qualifying final against Collingwood tomorrow. They were able to hang on to second spot despite losing to the Magpies last week. But you're exposing plenty of football to a lot of the younger crop of players on the list, and that's the likes of Reen Karras, Laura Gardner, Darcy Maloney, Sophie Vandal-Hoovel, Becky Webster, those that are 22 and under and probably have, you know, 20 or less games to their name at AFLW level. But the games they're getting now and the finals, especially where the intensity goes up a notch, are going to be invaluable when they roll in come September.
Yeah, and that's the crucial part of the AFLW plays for our region. With the AFLW season being only 10 games, to stop dead there and not be able to progress their talent is a little bit tricky. So to have the VFLW and the girls to roll on, They love it. They're craving more games. They're craving to play football, and that's what the VFLW provides. So just see them finish second and play really positive football after what was a probably disappointing AFLW season for them. They've actually got some wins on the board. They're pumped, they're primed, and they're ready to go against the Pies tomorrow. And the other thing is, it's another stepping stone for girls in the region to aspire to. That, you know, there are other avenues to play AFLW if they go through our pathway. So it's exciting. Those girls you mentioned before, they played a lot of AFL senior football with us this year, and again, it's only going to fast track their development.
Yep. Can you give us a Nina Morrison update? Obviously, two knee reconstructions in her first 3 years on the list, has been limited to a handful of games over that time. Do you expect that come the start of pre-season she'll hit the ground running and be right to go round one, whenever that be, in 5 months' time?
Yeah, that's the plan, mate. Like, she's been training the house down for a number of weeks now. Could probably play, if you asked her today, to play tomorrow. She'd say, yes, she's good to go. I think from a medical perspective, she's doing really, really well. There's no reason to not expect her to be fronting up day one for pre-season. And I know she spent the last few months supporting the VFLW program as much as the AFLW program, and supporting those girls with their finals campaign. So she's a natural leader, mate, as we all know, and she's I expect her to be good to go come September.
Your last game for the Cats, I think, was 2001, Dan. The number 29 was what you wore. Gee, nothing's happened in the number 29 of any note. No good players have worn it since you departed.
Yeah, I know. I had Kenny Hinckley bestowed upon me when I first arrived in the 95. And then, just have to hand it over to another pretty half-decent player in Gary Ablett Jr. And then Cam Guthrie's obviously flying at the moment too, the last couple of years. So, yeah, it's getting a bit of traction, I would have thought, over the last few years.
Dan, one last time before we let you go. Cast your mind back to the 19th of July 1997, and you made your debut. You ran out with some pretty colourful sort of characters. John Barnes, Ron Burns, Liam Pickering, Brad Scholl, Barry Stoneham, Grant Tanner was there as well. You had two kicks and one explosive hand pass. And do you think, well, goodness me, the times have changed. Some of those boys, I'd imagine, would have been reasonably humorous to play football with.
Oh, mate, I tell you what, it was a completely different world. Those guys you mentioned before were, you know, they absolutely hilarious. Just a part-time, I suppose, component of how the game was at the time. A lot of fun, a lot of frivolity, a lot of carry-on. But I'll tell you what, though, you mentioned two kicks and one glorious amble. I just wish you could they could fast-forward 25 years and rotate just as much as they do then. Because I tell you what, I probably sat on the bench for 3.5 quarters before I got on.
No, I'd imagine that was the case. But it's funny how football... You know, it's changed now. You mentioned that players are on within a couple of minutes. But do you remember that day? You played the Tigers. The team won by 32 points, 110-78. And
it was actually, it was round 16,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Derek Hall kicked five sausage rolls.
Yeah, I do remember it. I think it was Gary Hopkins. Oh, maybe he's 150 or 200. I think it was a milestone game for somebody on our list. I'm pretty sure it was Gaz. But yeah, I do remember it pretty well. It was daunting to get out there. Those guys, I didn't think I'd actually get a game. I was pretty close the year before to playing in the first round, but it took me a year and a half to play again. So I was, pretty excited. I remember the Ruble Street Terrace was, you know, jam-packed full of people standing. That was how it was back then. So, it does. It's getting further and further away from memory. I mean, it's a bit dusty, but I certainly do remember that first game.
Well, you got a good memory because it was a 200th game for Gary Hocking and... Well, he was one of the, you know, the greats of the Geelong Footy Club. So you do have a great memory. But 34 games for the Cats was nothing to be sneezed at. And, fantastic.
Yep. Dan, congratulations. Yeah, looking forward to working with you over the journey, however long that will be, as coach of the Geelong AFLW program. People are looking forward to next summer and hopefully a revival of the program. It started so well with a preliminary final appearance in 2019, but for various reasons, things have just dropped off. But a chance to go again and renew the program, and it's in your hands. We wish you the best of luck and look forward to catching up with you on K-Rock throughout the journey.
No worries, guys. And I can say a quick thank you to all the Cat supporters who have put through their good well wishes and messages. It's good to know there's lots of people supporting the AFLW program out there. So thanks again.
No worries, Dan. Good to talk. Dan Lowther joining us here. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Harmac Homes, they're passionate about understanding your new home dreams and dedicated to exceeding expectations every single day. Your dream, our commitment. It's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.